Welcome back to Arizona Edition on KAWC. I'm Lou Gum. My guest is Dr. Joshua LeBaire, Executive Director of Arizona State University's Biodesign Institute. We're talking about the Moderna vaccine, which is the one chosen for Yuma County. The vaccine takes a different approach to motivate the body's response to the virus than has been used in the past for vaccines for things like chickenpox or measles, but it isn't necessarily a new technology. You spoke about how this is something that the technology's kind of been around for a while, but most people are thinking of this as new. New doesn't necessarily mean unknown. You sort of alluded to that, but could you expand on that a little bit?
That's right. So this technology, it's been developed over the last decade or so. It's not totally new. It has not been used as much as the vaccines you mentioned earlier, like the measles vaccine or the tetanus vaccine or the mumps vaccine or some of those other vaccines. Those have been around a lot longer. Those are older technologies. Nonetheless, there are a number of companies that have been working towards making these vaccines. Now, they obviously weren't working on the SARS-CoV-2 virus. They were working on other viruses and other infectious agents. And when SARS-CoV-2 hit, they basically pivoted. They took this existing technology, and instead of applying it to what they were working on at the time, they shifted and moved it over to working on SARS-CoV-2. One of the advantages of this mRNA vaccine is that you can substitute in almost any gene into their vaccine and use and swap it out to something else. So they basically kept everything else they were doing, but removed the sequence that they had and instead inserted a sequence for this particular virus.
One of the things that the county told us is that they chose the Moderna vaccine because of its ease of storage. It does have to be refrigerated, but not quite to the extent that the Pfizer vaccine does.
That's
but the
correct.
Pfizer vaccine is also an mRNA. What's the difference in terms of that handling?
You know, I think the main difference is just the formulation for how they actually make the virus. Part of the trick for getting this mRNA vaccine to work is what you wrap the mRNA in. You know, you need to wrap it in a little lipid bubble, if you will get absorbed by cells and then, you know, convince the cells to produce that protein. And each company had a slightly different formulation that they made it in. The one that Pfizer made is more sensitive to temperature, and so they have to keep it colder. The one that the Moderna company developed doesn't require such a cold storage. The mRNA piece is very similar between the two. It's really just the packaging that's a little bit different.
And we should mention that the Moderna virus claims about a 94.5% efficacy rate.
Yes.
I was wondering about these mutations that we're hearing about out of South Africa, out of Texas. What about those mutations, or are they called mutations or variants?
Well, you know, the variant refers to the virus itself, and the mutation are the differences that exist from one variant to another. Sometimes the variants have multiple mutations that distinguish one from another. So that, you know, we are starting to see an emergence of different variants of virus. So each of these viruses has different mutations in them, as I mentioned. The one that we've identified recently in Arizona is what's called the B117 variant, and that is the UK variant, the one that has been very common in the United Kingdom. That particular variant has 17 differences between it and the one that we've typically had around Arizona for a while. That particular variant is not really affected by the vaccine. The variant that you mentioned that comes from South Africa is a little bit more concerning, because one of the mutations in that variant does affect the same protein that's in the that's coded for in the vaccine. And because it's different from the one that's coded for in the vaccine, there is a difference in terms of how people who've been vaccinated against with the current vaccine respond to that virus. They don't have as strong a response to that particular variant. Now, it's important to say that they still do have a response to that variant, and it is still a therapeutic response. So it still falls within the window of what we would consider a useful vaccine. It's just not as good as the one as response we get to the variants that we commonly have in Arizona. We have not yet seen the South African variant in Arizona. That's not to say it might not be here somewhere, but it has not been observed yet. We've only seen a couple copies of the UK variant in Arizona. We don't know if there's more out there, but it doesn't appear to be common at the moment. There's a strain from Brazil that has a similar mutation to the one in South Africa. And so we'll have to watch for that. But again, that hasn't been seen here yet.
Can these mRNA vaccines be adapted for these variants?
Yes, yes. In fact, Moderna is already doing that. They have already, as I mentioned earlier, it's very easy with these RNA vaccines to substitute in a different, you know, piece of a gene. And so they're already developing a piece of a gene that includes the variation that was present in the South Africa variant. And I think Pfizer's also doing the same thing. They're coming up with a version for theirs. And so it will be possible to, you know, give people a booster for that. Or down the road, they might actually develop a vaccine that includes both variants in the same vaccine so that they cover both sides.
I got about 5 minutes left, so I want to address some vaccine myths before
yes.
we go. And one of them is that because these vaccines were kind of rushed, they could be unsafe.
Right. You know, that although people moved quickly, they were not really rushed. I mean, they did full trials all the way through phase three trials for these vaccines. The earlier phases of the vaccine trials were to look for adverse events or problems with the vaccines. And those were looked at thoroughly, and they looked at a lot of people. They looked at roughly 30,000 people for each of the two different vaccines. That's a lot of people to test. And you know, there are some people that get allergic responses to these vaccines. We have to watch out for that. But by and large, these vaccines have proved to be very safe, and they've certainly proved to be effective at preventing severe disease. So I don't think that they've taken any shortcuts here. They went through the full evaluation. The FDA is very thorough in its analysis and would not have let these things out for emergency use unless they felt they were safe. So I think that we went through all the steps we needed to make sure that these things are safe for people.
All right. Myth number two, you can get COVID-19 from the vaccine.
That is absolutely not true. The vaccine does not include the virus. In fact, it doesn't include even more than a small part of one protein a couple dozen proteins of the virus. So it's just a short fragment of the spike protein on the virus and cannot cause an infection. And in fact, nothing in the vaccine can cause an infection. There's no live virus in the Moderna vaccine.
All right, myth three, you don't have to get the vaccine if you've already had COVID-19.
Yes. Well, now we do know that people who've had a symptomatic case of COVID-19, and I want to emphasize the word symptomatic because people who have had asymptomatic or very mild cases may not have any or very much of an immune response at all. People who've had symptomatic, like, you know, moderate or severe infection, they will have some protection from their disease. So they will produce an immune response. And that response seems to last anywhere between 4 and 5 months that we know of so far. Obviously, as time goes on, we'll be able to test for longer. However, you know, everybody's going to be different, and their natural immune response will not be directed at the specific protein that causes the infection, which is what the vaccine does. So we still recommend, even for those people who get a natural response to a severe or moderately severe case of disease, we still recommend that they get vaccinated. They probably don't have to rush to do it because they probably do have some response if they had a significant case, but they should still get vaccinated. Now, people who had mild or asymptomatic cases of COVID-19, maybe they tested positive, but they didn't really feel much. We can't really say that they have a protection at all. And we would definitely recommend that those people get vaccinated.
This is an interesting one. Once you've been vaccinated, you can no longer spread the virus.
No, that we don't know that yet. In fact, there's some evidence to suggest that that may not be true. The clinical trials that have been done for these vaccines worked towards an endpoint of did you or did you not get severe disease. So that's all we measured was did people get severely ill. We did not look at whether or not people could become infectious. And when they did look for that, they did see some people who were vaccinated still could get infected and may still produce virus. So that now they never they didn't get severe disease, and so it still protected them from ending up in the hospital or worse. But it, you still might be able, some people might still be able to get infected. So I think it's safe to say that you should get vaccinated to prevent illness, and it will certainly limit the spread in our community. But it, you cannot say for 100% certainty that it will prevent you from getting infected or spreading virus.
Dr. LeBert, there's so much more we could talk about, but we're running out of time. I wanted to just end on your thoughts after looking at the last year, the position that you've been in, the state of the virus now during this first week of February, your concerns, any positive signs?
Well, you know, I would say it's been a rough year for everybody, and we all know how hard it is, especially a social creature like human beings to have to be so isolated and take all these precautions. There is light at the end of the tunnel. I think if we can get everybody to get vaccinated, if we can achieve what we call herd immunity, which will prevent exponential spread of the virus in our community, we can get back to life as we once knew it. I'm confident of that. But it does require everybody working together, everybody getting vaccinated, really preventing us from being able to spread this thing the way it has spread, because it is, it's a nasty virus, and we need to stop it.
Dr. Joshua LeBert is the Executive Director of Arizona State University's Biodesign Institute. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot. It was a pleasure talking to you.
There is a lot of information about the COVID-19 virus and the vaccines available in Arizona on the Biodesign Institute's website. Visit biodesign.asu.edu to learn more about the Moderna vaccine available in Yuma County. Arizona Edition is a production of KAWC Colorado River Public Media in Yuma, Arizona. Questions or comments are welcome. Email them to news@kawc.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at KAWC Radio or through the KAWC app available in your Better Play stores. We're also online at kawc.org. I'm Lou Gum. That's Arizona Edition for this week. Thanks for listening.